SeatGeek.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
Badgers led USC by 15 at the half. They won by 15. Got a little squirrely there for a while at 55-52, and then the Badgers went on a big run en route to an 84-69 victory over the Trojans. Wisconsin now with seven straight wins, 5-2 in the Big Ten, 15-3 overall. Come out here on the road, you turn it over the first three possessions, you're going, uh-oh. Once they settled down, they were big time, and really only three turnovers, Butchie, in the second half. Really just two. They cleared the bench in the final minute. SC was pressing, but they were much cleaner, say, with the basketball in the second half.
Yeah, and I thought they just calmed down a little bit. And then you saw what they were able to do offensively, defensively, what they did in that first half. Again, that gave you the room. Because you knew USC was going to make a run at some point with the way that they've been playing. They weren't a team that was just going to, you know, cave or quit. It's not in their DNA. But the response, the way they guarded that first half, this team has so much balance. Mm-hmm. By the way, they go ahead and they win by 15.
Mm-hmm.
John Tonjic.
Yeah.
0 points.
Did not score.
You tell me which Big Ten team, their leading scorer doesn't score, and you still win by 15 points. I don't know if there's a Big Ten team that can do that.
On the road.
On the road, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all of that together, the depth of this team, I've been asked it a lot, how good is this team? How good is this team? And over the last 2 weeks, I finally have said, this team is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they have a superstar, but because they're a team. You don't know who you can stop. You don't know who you can take away. And there's always somebody willing to step up and able to step up. And that's why this team is so good. It doesn't matter the environment, the situation, whatever it is. When you've gone on the road and you win at Rutgers, and now you've won at USC, which is different. You haven't ever experienced it as a group. An L.A. swing. This is now Pac-12 with Big Ten teams. And you respond like this with your leading scorer having zero?
Mm-hmm. This team is
good luck.
Yeah,
good luck.
It's really good, and it's really fun to watch.
Yep.
Wisconsin 84, USC 69. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey,
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat USC this afternoon, 84-69. We mentioned at the half, the Badgers led 42-27. Had 9 turnovers, 3 of them coming on their first 3 possessions, but when they weren't turning it over, they shot at 58% from the floor and hit 7 of 15 from the 3-point line. But USC made a charge. Desmond Claude got going. He did not score in the first half. He had 9 in the second, including 5 quick ones. It got to the point where USC got it down to 3 at 55-52 with 10:44 to play, and then Wisconsin got back-to-back layups from Max Klesman and John Blackwell. Rashawn Agee had a layup of his own to make it 59-54, but that was as close as it would get for USC. Klesman got in the paint for a jumper. Steven Crowell, a couple of free throws. He's now 21 of 21 at the foul line over his last 8 games. And eventually, a corner pocket 3 from Kamari McGee gave Wisconsin a 10-point lead with 7:23 to play, and it was double digits the rest of the way for Wisconsin as the Badgers extend their winning streak to 7 games. Individual scoring, John Blackwell with 28 points, leading the way. Max Klesmit with 18. He was 2 of 9 from the arc, did a lot of work inside, either getting to the bucket or a couple of mid-range shots. 13 points for Nolan Winter on 6 of 7 shooting. Kamari McGee with 10 points, 4 assists, just 1 turnover, 2 of 3 from long range for Kamari as he continues that blistering pace from the 3-point line. He came in better than 55% from 3 and certainly didn't hurt that percentage today. Steven Crowell with 9 points, 4 for Xavier Amos and 2 for Carter Gilmore. If you're just checking us out, noticeable in the absence of individual scoring was John Tanje. He didn't score. Took 3 shots today in 22 minutes, but as Brian Butch mentioned, it's a measure of how good this team is when your leading scorer doesn't scratch and you go on the road and win by 15, and that's exactly what the Badgers did today. St. Thomas paced USC. He had 19 points, 15 for Rashawn Agee. Wesley Yates ended up with 11. Desmond Claude, a quiet game by his standards. He ends up with 9. He also had 5 turnovers. All of his points coming in the second half. Kevin Patton ends up with 5, and Clark Slackard has 3 points here today for USC. Wisconsin 84, USC 69. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan Out of Town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Well, you're listening to Badger football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
When I grew up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Real leather.
Game Show continues as the Badgers defeat USC 84-69. Quick check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. During the final minute in Eugene, Purdue leads Oregon 61-56. Checking out some games, other games in the top 25. Vanderbilt leads Tennessee 68-57, about 9.5 minutes remaining there. They're at the half. Number 5, Florida 37, Texas 30. Auburn got by number 23, Georgia, whose Pearls top-ranked Auburn Tigers a winner 70-68. It was Alabama 102, Kentucky 97. That was a top 10 matchup. Marquette falls at home to Xavier. The Musketeers beat the 7th-ranked Golden Eagles 59-57. Houston got by Central Florida 69-68. Creighton defeated number 14, UConn 68-63. Badgers a winner this afternoon 84-69. Brian Butch standing by with head coach Greg Gard. We'll check out that interview coming up as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat USC 84-69. Let us pause, albeit belatedly, 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A 15-point win for the Badgers here at USC this afternoon. A few minutes ago, Brian Butch caught up with head coach Greg Gard.
Coach, we'll start here. USC got within three. What worked so well when they, to answer their run?
Well, we just kept playing, and I think that's the mark of a good team. And we talked about what happened at the start of the second half to let them back in. It is exactly what we talked about not letting happen in the locker room at halftime. So, I thought we got a little not as aggressive, and we didn't have the same bite to us defensively at the start of the second half, but we got it back, and I think that was the key to get our defensive pressure back, or we got into the ball a little bit better, and then we had to make some shots too, which we were able to. Klezmet really stepped up there in the second half for us to get separation.
You guys held USC to 27 points in the first half defensively. You really guarded us five. What did work so well for you guys there?
I thought we did a good job of making Abo and Claude's life difficult, and even Yates. We were into the ball. We were able to keep the ball out of the paint for the most part, and other than our turnovers and some offensive rebounds that we gave up in the first half. I thought we played a pretty complete half.
You guys look at this, your leading scorer, John Tonge, has 0 points, and you guys still win by 15 on the road. Explain why that's capable and why you guys are able to do that with this group, because it seems like everybody steps up when their number's called.
Yeah, I think the depth of this team and the versatility of this team, and the depth is still growing. McGee, Gilmore, Ilver, even though he didn't play much today, Amos off the bench. We've just got a really, really deep team, and that's the mark of a good team when you have, as I told the team with John, if you have a night where your leading scorer doesn't score and you still win going away, he's carried as many a night, right? So there's a night, I guess we'll give him today off, and he'll step back in, but it's other guys stepped up and carried the load.
You guys are now 7 straight wins. Obviously, the locker room's feeling good. We're hearing that right now. But how do you focus knowing you guys have 2 days in L.A. and then you've got UCLA coming up? You still have to enjoy this, but this is part of this L.A. trip that, a lot of people wonder, how do Big Ten teams coming out deal with it?
Well, you rest the rest of today, and it won't take them too long of watching film to understand we're going to see a UCLA team that guards like we do. And I think they're playing a little better. Obviously, teams at home are always a little stronger, and they've made a East Coast trip twice. I'll be excited to be in Pauley Pavilion. That's been a bucket list for me as a coach. But, we'll use 2 days here to prepare on Sunday and Monday and get ready for Tuesday night.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Congrats on a great win.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Wisconsin wins at 84-69. We'll have final thoughts as we continue with our Wisconsin 40ers postgame show in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wisconsin 84, USC 69. This is our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. We're rejoined now by Butchie. Greg Gard mentioned it, a bucket list, I think, for us too, to work a game in Pauley Pavilion. There, some question with the fires going on, but the Bruins played Iowa. Last night, everything seems to be good to go. But this team is just, get back to what, truly in a basketball sense matters the most. This team is just playing really good ball right now.
Well, they're playing really good. They're unselfish. They're playing together. Nobody needs to be a hero. Sometimes you get to this point of the year and you start having outside noise come in. Mm-hmm. And people try to do things that they shouldn't be able to do. And mm-hmm. to keep this group together with the success.
Yeah.
7 straight. Like, this team, how do you handle success?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's tough. And then you add different road trips and that. And so there's another big one ahead of them. but enjoyed this one. And it's just a fun group. It really is.
It is,
in a day and age where the game isn't always played the right way, they play it the right way.
Yeah, they do. It's a pleasure to watch, and hopefully they'll keep it going Tuesday night against UCLA. Our coverage will start at 7:30 Central, tip time set for 8:30 from Pauley Pavilion, the Badgers and the UCLA Bruins. Again, your final, Wisconsin 84, USC 69. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Tuesday night as the Badgers take on UCLA. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
When it comes to local news, WRJN has been doing it right here in Racine for 97 years, and we keep that promise to you every day. Stuart J. Waddles works in the Radio Park WRJN newsroom. His first report's as early as 6 a.m., and you can find him around the clock at WRJN.com. Find him on our podcasts and on demand. WRJN, for 97 years, Racine's home for local news, and now, timeless hits, too.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Aaron Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I am so sorry. I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
8 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Morning couldn't guarantee. When Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Jack Flash, the man of the hour from 1968. Rolling Stones at WRJN. Good afternoon to you. Sunny and cold the rest of this afternoon. Lou Christie and Lightning Strikes.
Listen to me, baby. You gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, listen to me, baby. It's hard to settle down. Hey, am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop my love. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking.
taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
But I
drag. When you feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl.
So tell me where I'm speaking, cause
even
you know
though
the
you may be
thinking, and I know that you've been cheating.
You're listening to Badger Football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
When I grew up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Surely to the sea, darling, so it
Some things are meant to be.
Presley, boy, I want to live forever too. Can't help falling in love with you at WRJN, Rick Johnson. And for this evening and tonight, mostly cloudy, lows down around 2 degrees. We're getting down there. I don't think we've been there this year yet, or pretty close. Down about 2 degrees, going to be some pesky northwest winds up to 25 miles an hour. That's going to make wind chills as low as 14 degrees below zero after midnight. So you know what that means, right? Bundle up. For Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, coming partly cloudy, nearly steady temperatures. High of around 4 degrees above zero for Sunday. Look at it, you lose.
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Thousands gather on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in the nation's capital for the People's March.
Speakers addressed the question that many had.
What are we marching for? Who is this march for?
In addition to reproductive rights, people held signs rallying for environmental justice, financial equality, immigration rights, and more.
Well, it used to be the Women's March, but now it's more inclusive to include any marginalized person.
The peaceful demonstration marched past the White House, which is blocked off ahead of Monday's inauguration.
All of us are a little scared about what's going to happen starting next week.
Heather Gustafson for CBS News, Washington.
Dangerously low temperatures are sweeping across the U.S. CBS News New York meteorologist John Elliott.
Advisories, temperature-driven and winter weather-driven, stretching from Montana to Mobile, from Idaho to Maine, from the Great Lakes to the Gulf. Really serious stuff.
More than 100 million people are under winter weather advisories. President-elect Donald Trump says he most likely will give TikTok a 90-day extension to work out a deal to avoid a ban in the U.S.